please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about Chinese baby powder is the miracle cure. Man, fucking Chinese people have some weird fucked up views, but let's go, right? Yeah, so what does baby powder and a home remedy have in common? Glad you asked. You know how these guys like to think that all kinds of stuff is good for your health? Well, yes, they get babies, they're unwanted, they kill them, they dry them out, and they grind them up into a fine powder, and they make them into pill forms. Oh, yes, this is the panacea for everything. Oh, yes, sweet ambrosia from the gods, straight to your mouth. Yes, let's watch it. Yes, from the abortion of the Daily Mail, thousands of pills filled with powdered human baby flesh discovered by custom officials in South Korea. Oh yeah, yum yum yum, Gundam Star. Yeah, apparently this has been happening since 2012. Oh yeah, Koreans. Oh yeah, you want to be a rooftop Korean? Yeah, you're powered by babies. Yeah, that makes sense. You're consuming pulverized human jerky. Is this really, just let that sink in. Yes, is this even ethical? Is this even nutritious? Is this, a lot of stuff comes up from this. You're eating dead babies. That's just, Yeah, human beings are very funny, odd creatures, aren't we? Wowie, wow, wow. Eat those dead babies. Who gives a fuck, right? Moving on. Thousands of pills filled with powdered human flesh have been discovered by custom officials in South Korea. It was revealed today. Ooh, yeah. The capsules are in demand because they are viewed as being a medical cure-all. Oh yeah, Chinese panacea, get it today, why not? The grim trade is being run from China, where corrupt medical staff are said to be tipping off medical companies when babies are aborted or delivered stillborn. Yes, you gotta get your product to your people. Yum yum yum. Yeah, you see fellas, my red pills are really, really red. Blood red. Well, let's continue, right? Dead baby pills. This is ground baby powder, which tests discovered is 99.7% human last year. South Korean officials have stopped 17,000 dead baby pills being imported since last August. Oh yes, look at this shit. People are bringing this shit in. Huh, nice, very nice. Fucking gooks with their bullshit, right? Well, anyways, the tiny corpses are then bought. Stored in household refrigerators in homes of those involved in the trade before they are removed and taken to clinics where they are placed in medical drying microwaves. What the fuck? Holy shit. So you take your work home, you store it in the fridge where you put your food that you eat, and then you take it to another place to stick it into commercial sized microwaves? What the fuck is this shit? How the hell is this fucking even feasible? Where the hell do they make these giant microwaves? Does Samsung make it because it's over there in Korea, or what the hell, man? This is some weird shit. Wow, fucking gooks, man. You do some weird atrocity shit. And I thought Jews were fucking cold-hearted beasts what they're doing over there, but goddamn. Woo-wee. Once the skin is tender dry, oh yes, dry? What the fuck? Yes, they're gonna be dried up like all those fucking old husks from the Tinder app, right? Ugh. It is pummeled into a powder, then it's processed into capsules along with herbs to disguise the true ingredients from health investigators and custom officers. Oh yeah, they put spices in here with their fucking baby jerky. Enjoy. Oh yeah. Yes, Kentucky Fried Children with 11 herbs and spices, right? Come and get it! The discovery since last August has shocked even hardened custom agents who have pledged to strengthen inspections. Chinese officials are understood to have been aware of the trade and have tried to stop the capsules being exported, but thousands of packets of them have been smuggled through South Korea. There is a huge demand for alternative Chinese remedies, which include ground-up rhino horns. The Chinese have historically consumed human placentas to improve blood supply and circulation. Oh, yes. I know back in the day, they used to also make a shampoo out of placenta for your hair, but putting it on your head and actually eating it are two different things, just saying. Chinese alternative medicines contain traces of endangered species, a study has found. Yeah, fucking Chinese people, you gotta love them, don't you? Many of the remedies are more than 2,000 years old and claim to be alternative methods for curing disease. Yeah, didn't the Chinese back in their cultural revolution, what they trying to stomp out the old ways, but yet this fucking endured? Huh. Yeah, good job, Mao. You did a very good job. The use of rhino horns in Chinese medicines have been widely criticized. Yeah, man, if you use them as a suppository, it'll cure your illness. Just saying. Despite the claims, the cures can treat everything from broken bones to headaches, there is limited proof they actually work. Oh, fuck it. If you're in pain, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Why not? And then it says right here, a team of Australian scientists discovered that some of the medicines contain traces of black bears and antelopes. So I'm guessing grinding these creatures in with the babies, I guess? Who knows? Huh, triple threat. Why not? The Murdoch University, is that Rupert Murdoch that funded this? Who knows? Team used DNA sequencing to work out what the plants and animal ingredients are. Awesome. Health authorities in Gookland are concerned that the powdered fetuses trade is allowed to continue. The cattle will find their way into the internet and be sold to gullible or sick, desperate people in other parts of the world. Yes, I would buy this because I'm just a sick person in the brain, but you know, that's me. The South Korean Customs Service said that today is that heightened its searches of suspicious packages being brought into the country by travelers from China in an attempt to stamp out sickening trade. Yes, sickening trade indeed. According to custom agents, 35 smuggling attempts have been made since August last year involving more than 17,000 capsules disguised as stamina boosters. Yeah! Dun, 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 dun. Hospitals and abortion clinics in China. Gee, aren't they supposed to raise their birth rates? You could go in China. Anywho, reporting past the remains onto drug companies when a baby is stillborn or aborted. The South Korean SBS documentary team reported last year. Fuck, man. Why the hell are you eating these things, man? You're fucking stupid, but whatever. The San Francisco Lies reported that tests carried out on the pills confirmed they were made up of 99.7% human remains. Yeah. The tests were successfully able to establish the genders of the babies used. Really? I thought they just stick them in a giant blender and just vroom. How the hell will you tell that if it's all powdered? Huh. Crazy shit that science could tell you now, right? There is a huge demand for the pills which are thought to enhance stamina. Microwave dried placenta is also sought after for its alleged medical benefits. Yay! However, in reality, the human flesh capsules contain super bacteria and other harmful ingredients. Super bacteria? What the fuck is that? Is it like a black gonorrhea? Yeah, they call it black gonorrhea after black people. I'm not positive on that, but yeah, because you know how black people are bad. And you know, black is always bad. Yeah, but I digress, right? A number of smugglers who have been detained by South Korean authorities have claimed they did not know what the ingredients were or the manufacturing process behind them. Yes, always feign ignorance. You'll get off better. You never know. Ethnic Koreans from the Northeast China who now live in South Korea are those who were mostly intending to use the capsules or share them with other Korean Chinese, said custom official. Sharing equals caring, right? They are normally bought into South Korea in luggage or posted by international mail. The capsules were all confiscated, but no one has been punished because the amount was deemed small and they were not intended for sale, a customs official added. The Chinese newspaper have identified the northeastern provinces as the source of the human flesh capsules, in particular the Jilin region, which is close to North Korea. There have been disturbing reports that some babies were those who have perished in China's notorious dying rooms. What the fuck's a dying room? Fuck, let's find out. Where youngsters are deliberately left to die because they were born into families that already had the limit of one child in country areas. Yes, the one child policy, right? Fucking Chinese people. Yeah, I guess they're getting this out of the playbook of the Jews, right? From the Torah, maybe? Torah? Oh, fuck. In order to keep its population down, China performs 13 million abortions a year. You know, China, instead of killing all those babies, why don't you just sell them to pedophiles? Yes, it's like adopting a puppy, right? Whatever. Anyways, mainly because mothers sacrifice their own newborns to avoid punishment such as severe fines or even a beating by the authorities. Fucking A, China is a nice place to live. The Chinese authorities have confirmed that 30% of women of childbearing age have been sterilized. Fuck you, China, what a waste. But the babies that are aborted do not go to waste because of the sickening trade in using their corpses for purported medical purposes. Yes, get your Chinese medicines, folks. Fuck yeah, 1,000-year remedy. Despite their disgust at discovering packets of the so-called rejuvenation pills being bought in from China, South Korean officials have refused to confirm where the babies came from or who made the capsules. Sources said this was because they were not prepared to create diplomatic friction with Beijing, preferring to leave it to Chinese officials to do something about the horrific trade in powdered babies. Yes, I doubt it that they're going to do anything about this. Most likely this is some kind of Jewish thing. This sounds like something Jews would do, because Jews do love sacrificing. What do you think the Holocaust is about? Yeah, you should look up into that shit. You'll see that's some bullcrap, but... who knows, right? Yes, there's a lot of bullshit in the world that I love to do a deep dive on. Yeah, like I want to do one about Genghis Khan. That guy's a fucking cool pimp. Oh yes, there's a lot of crazy shit in the world. A lot of good stuff and a lot of bad stuff. This is one of the bad things. And yes, this is just my deep hatred for fucking bullshit. Yes, there's more bullshit coming. Yeah, I already know. Well, anyways, you guys take care. And just be the best people you can be and stay away from all these weird Korean bullshit or whatever the fuck this nasty shit is. Well, you take care. Laters.
My son was killed by a nigga gang uptown.
Didn't know. Sorry.
Never found his body. Never knew who did it. You know why I love to sell a ton of drugs in Harlem, Bumpy? It's not because of the money.
Why?
Because every miserable street junkie, every skinny kid who goes to bed hungry because his mama is looking for a fix... Every nigga baby born with a habit makes me happy. Because I want your people to suffer like me and my wife have been suffering.